Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Best of July 4th Independence Day Spectacular right here on the Hockman Crowder and Solana Show. Welcome back to 560 WQAM, taking you up until 6 p.m. I am Solana, Hockman Crowder, Jimmy, and myself. We are off today, by the way. This is a previously recorded Best of show, and we're taking you through our best, or maybe our worst, moments of the first 6 months, the first full 6 months of 2025. And we've got another great hour ahead for all of you who are either working today or on the road. I'll take you up until 6 p.m. Don't forget to please subscribe to our podcast, Hockman Crowder and Solana, everywhere you get your podcasts, Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever it is that you consume your audio. We would genuinely really gratefully appreciate if you could subscribe, turn on automatic downloads. That would obviously help a bunch, but leave a rating. However it is that you consume your audio, we would greatly appreciate it if you would like and subscribe the show. And now we get on with the show right here on the Best Of Show. This is a segment that happened about a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's a weird one, I'm not going to lie. It involves thermometers and international hospitals. What we quickly learn is that I am sickly. There's really no denying it. As much as I hate to admit it, Hawk and Crowder love to remind me, I have visited hospitals in several different countries and on different continents as well. And we talk about that and my experiences elsewhere, starting with Crowder's very scary experience at a hospital in the Dominican Republic. Does it count if you get off on a cruise ship in Nassau or if you fly direct to Punta Cana in the DR and you stay at an all-inclusive, or if you stay at Atlantis? Does that count as visiting another country? Can you say,
like, were you really there?
I've been to the DR. I've been to the Bahamas. Can you say, does it count?
In my mind, the Bahamas isn't leaving the country for some reason. DR, no. Costa Rica, I can
but
do
if you're
that,
at an all-inclusive resort, you're not really seeing the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, no. I'm not going back to the Dominican Republic. I almost died.
Yeah, you got a bad stomach bug.
Yeah, I got it. I'm not going back there. Don't eat the salad in DR. Beautiful country.
Yeah, most people have a better constitution than you.
Eat the salad then, Hawk. I'll get you a ticket. Go eat some.
That's why I go to the DR for the salad. I actually go
eat the Dominican Republic salad.
There, Dominican Republic and Ruby Tuesday. Two places for salad.
It's because you didn't walk into the hospital and say, ¿Qué lo que? They would have put you in the first room. Oye, mi tigre, ¿Qué lo que? They would have put you in the VIP room, in the VIP room, bro.
I know y'all heard this story. The hospital in the DR did not have air conditioning. There were flies laying on my arm while they put the IV in.
I remember you telling that. That is like, because when you told the story originally, like, it's when you think your lucky stars that you've got as many faults as there are the American medical system. When you said there were flies up and down my arm while they were putting the IV in, yeah.
And no problem either. And I had to get out of there. Once I got the narcotics, I said, hey, give me a narcotic about 7 a.m. because I got a 9 a.m. flight.
You know, I've been watching these travel shows I told you on YouTube, you know, where these guys travel to outlandish, war-torn places at times. I watched one. Solana, you got to watch this. Mm-hmm. It's the Congo. I think it's the Democratic Republic of Congo,
yeah.
So there's no more roadway from Kinshasa, which I believe is the capital city, to whatever the second largest city is. There's no more roadway. So you have to take this river, which I believe is also called the Congo. Isn't it in the river the Congo? The River Congo? Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen the movie.
So correct. Yes. You've seen the movie. You liked it inexplicably. It's a terrible movie. Inexplicably,
Amy, good
you
gorilla.
Liked it.
Bad gorilla. Go away. I love that movie.
So for people who want to go from this one city to the next, they have to take a boat down the River Congo. And I believe it's like 1,700 kilometers because you can't, you know, ooh, the river goes where it wants. You can only follow along. You can't.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you can't make a direct line. So, but there's no roadway. So these people get on this boat. It's one of the few boats that does this trip, and it's in this port. And everyone starts loading into the boat. And there's 2,000 people on this boat. And it's a long, flat, it's not like a, like, I don't know how to describe it. But people, they're bringing all their belongings on. So it becomes a little bit of like a shanty town on the boat. And you kind of just declare your space, and people bring food and hot pots. And I mean, like, because it's going to be a 2-week trip, but it's not like they provide you what? Any food or anything. And when I tell you I'm going to send this to you. I couldn't believe what I was watching, but the owner of the boat, because the Congo has some problems with corruption, they wouldn't fill the boat with gas until he paid a bribe, but he refused to pay the bribe. So everyone and their families, they're on this boat ready to leave. 30 days before they left, he finally paid the bribe after they had been on the boat waiting in the port for 30 days.
Come on, man.
I'm going to send this to you. It was one of the most
2,000 people on a boat for a month.
Yep. Oh, before it left, a month. Then it's a 2-week trip to get to Kinshasa.
Man, you Kinshasa can't believe what you're watching. I'm getting back to the airport.
I'm gonna send this to you. I gotta find it.
That's crazy. But to your point, I appreciate living in America. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to hospitals in 5 different countries.
Well, you're very unhealthy.
I bet you have.
Yeah. And nothing beats Baptist Hospital on 88th Street, man. Let me tell you. Kendall Drive.
Just quickly, why have you gone to hospitals in 4 other countries? What was the ailment? Hmm.
How much time do you have?
That is pretty wild. That's a wild stat.
Yeah, and it's 100% true, too. I wish it wasn't, but it
is. Oh, we believe you.
Yeah.
Just quick, country diagnosis.
In one country, I had a Hulls, a red Hulls, got sick later in the day, threw up, saw red in my throw up, and I thought I threw up blood, so I had to go to the hospital.
But you had it how many days prior?
No, like that morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you threw up because you were drinking?
Where were you?
That trip I was in Israel for that trip. Another time in Uruguay, I got really sick, and I'm like, take me to the hospital. I need an IV. So they take me to the hospital. Guess what? In Uruguay, when you have the stomach flu, they don't give you an IV. They give you an injection into your ass.
You needed an IV? Why'd you need an IV?
Because that's what I do. I get a stomach flu. I've told you guys this. Like, why am I going to suffer 3 days with the stomach virus? Take me to the hospital. I'll pay whatever I got to pay. Get me an IV, and you feel like $1 million after
just
that.
Just for fluids?
Yeah.
Just for fluids?
Yeah, you feel great. Whatever they shove in there.
I don't know what they shoved in your butt cheek. But what's the next four? Because it's a trend going on here, Solana.
Spain.
What happened?
I'd rather not talk about that one.
Did they play with your butt again?
You're a little quick on the trigger to get to a hospital, aren't you?
No.
Well, you know what experience,
such a last resort for me. I've been to a hospital maybe once or twice in my life. Well, it's just such a...
You're not getting the real culture then from other places. I don't know what to tell you.
Solana. So
I live like local. I live like a local. I don't go to Italy but you go to a cathedral and you go to Spain, huh? Is that what you do? You go to Valencia, you go to
a lot of local. A lot of local Uruguayans are going to get their IV when they got a little tummy ache.
Shot into their butt.
I want to know what it's really like to live in these places. Really, you know?
Okay, so Spain was what? Another stomach problem?
Yeah.
And then the last one is where?
Italy.
You know what it is? Stomach he's a nervous traveler.
Huck, he's drunk.
I think he's
stomach
nervous.
Stomach virus, throw up. He gets drunk and then he wants to go and panic to the hospital. Solana, you're drunk.
Nah, I'm not drunk. Trust me.
Drink something a little lighter, like an Aperol Spritz on your next vacation.
You'll never go to the hospital again.
Never
Aperol
go to the hospital.
Spritzes.
Yeah. Wild of me.
Solana, go eat a salad in the DR. I'm telling you, it's a great thing.
Don't recommend injections into an ass cheek, by the way, for anybody out there who's wondering.
You didn't grow up in the 70s. I mean, every shot was right into the ass cheek.
Huck, he's requesting it. They're like, no, shoulder. No, here you go, doc.
Oh, when I was a kid in the 70s, I mean, that was every... like penicillin, you got it right in the ass cheek.
I'm glad I didn't grow up in the 70s.
Yeah, let me tell you how they took your temperature in the 70s, too.
I am not a Rottweiler.
Man, I just feel like I grew up in the wrong time, man. 70 sounds
great. Love the 70s.
Always felt like I'm an old soul.
You hate that little finger thermometer, don't you?
No, there's a better way. There's a better way to check my pulse.
No, I'm not. I like it old school.
What do you got? Latex? Got any latex hanging around?
Gracious.
Oh. By the way, I'll be doing your draft coverage live tonight at the Kaseya Center.
Tell Tommy Tighe the Spain story.
Tell Tommy Tighe. Ask him how he used to get his temperature taken when he was a kid. I guarantee you. He was stomach down.
Stomach down.
Under the armpit. No. That's not accurate.
That's what I used to tell my mom and be like, I think they take it under the armpit now. Oh, no, I don't trust that.
I don't trust that. I want internal.
You learned real quick in the 70s, you better be sick if you're going to tell a parent you're sick. Because...
hearing these stories.
Like, honestly, like, you had to be on death's door to say, because if they wanted to come in and take your temperature, you know, they'd be like, they'd put your hand, their hand on their, I think you might have a temperature. No, I'm fine. In the meantime, like, your body's shutting down, but you don't want your temperature taken.
Oh, Jack. Lana would love it. Morning temperature time.
So the River Congo, huh, Hawk?
I wait till I send you guys this video. You're not going to believe it.
Have you looked up the Uzbekistan one? Uzbekistan travel videos or no?
I've watched a lot of them.
Yeah, man. It's insane. Like, this, I guess the capital city of Uzbekistan is built like some extravagant city. You know, metropolis.
Yeah, it's very Uzbekistan, yeah, very similar to North Korea, which is, they have all these luxurious buildings, whatever, but nobody's there.
Right,
nobody
ghost towns.
Nobody can afford to go there. But nobody can travel there either because it's closed off. Right. So Uzbekistan is almost like the ruler's, like, toy.
Yeah,
like how you'd build a toy city. Yeah,
and people talk about, you know, they get approved to go and they go and they're touring, but they notice like these weird sets of occurrences that are happening where they're like, yeah, that person's following me. Like, there's no
it's
doubt.
It's like the Truman Show almost. Like, yeah. Like it's a fake city that everyone is aware of, but I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Your weather. Meet the Mesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. You're actually
proud of this segment.
Solana, you better not get kidnapped. It's over for you. You need the temperature checked every morning.
You can tell Valentina tonight, hey, let's play 70s doctor.
Why do you think I'm engaged to a nurse?
Temperature time.
I'm telling you, as a kid who grew up in the 70s, that was the worst.
To be funny, the first time I grew up and like had my first dogs and animals and went to the vet, and they grabbed their tail. I'm like, what is going on here? Y'all can't do it in his arm or his tongue or underneath. Like, why you gotta jam this thing up there? Yeah, so. Yeah. I couldn't even think about being a human. Now they have these little
there,
these forehead
you're
guns.
You're waiting, like you're laying there, and because you know it's about to get there. Oh man!
Why was that?
Well, because I think the theory was you're getting to the interior of the body, which is where the temperature is probably truest, rather than somewhere on the exterior. Hmm. And then my guess is, somebody, after they would take their anal temperature, would then take it under their arm and keep going, you know, I'm getting the same number here, and I'm not figuring out why we need to exactly do it that way if I'm getting the same number under my tongue, under my arm.
Hey, man, I got a colonoscopy, and I was asleep. But you get up uncomfortable looking back at the doctor and he's standing there and I'm like, ugh.
I love the colonoscopy.
Hey, doc. Hello, Mr. Crowder. Calm down. Don't talk too loud. Let's just get to know each other.
Maybe I should book a colonoscopy.
Call your brother.
Hey, do you have any waking colonoscopies?
Colonoscopy, no sedative. Just let's go and get it done.
Raw dogging.
No medication needed, Doc. I'm good.
Are you feeling? You have something like you feel like some? No, feel great. I'm here for the colonoscopy. Jimmy, call a GI for me and ask them if they do non-sedated colonoscopy. Right, anything else, Solana?
Valentina, it's my birthday. Bring one of those tubes home.
I got to tell you what Hawk told me about growing up in the 70s. You know what? I can't even tell you. Let me show you what Hawk described.
Hey, Crowder, we've all seen the episodes of The Pivot. You talking about your escapades with Asia. So, I don't know, man. Maybe relax on the jokes because we've heard...
Nakedness?
Nah.
Oh, hey, man. Yeah, listen, nakedness and butt play is two different things.
Your weather from the investment in Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation.
I don't know if you're understanding, Solana. This was my mom taking my temperature. I wasn't on a date. It wasn't like things were going well and they just progressed a little more rapidly than I thought.
We have a connection. Temperature time.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the second hour of the Best of Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show, July 4th, spectacular. I assure you, this segment will be a lot less invasive than last segment. We'll talk about food here. I mean, we've been known on this show to talk a little bit about food. And specifically, this happened on a Tuesday. I know that because we were playing a game show, called Talk About It Tuesday, something we haven't done in quite some time, but I'm sure we'll get back to now that it's the summer months. And I was talking with a friend. You'll hear me explain it here, but I was talking with a friend, and he asked me if I wanted to go get a couple of sandos. And he meant sandwiches. I had never heard that before. So I asked Hawk and Crowder if people who refer to sandwiches as sandos passes the vibe check. Here is how it transpired. All right, Hawk, you're known for using za when referring to pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we like it, but it's kind of become your thing.
You may not admit it, but you do.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you are.
How do we feel about people that use the word sando as a replacement for the word sandwich? So I'm going to go get this sando. You guys interested in a sando? Do we vibe with that?
Talk about it. Now, that's a good question. I've heard Sandy a lot. Let me go get a chicken parm Sandy. And I'm not down with that. It doesn't work for me for whatever reason. Sando, I'm not that familiar with. But I will be adding it to the lexicon immediately. Because I have to tell you, just hearing you say it, I can tell you right now. A turkey and Swiss Sando absolutely tastes better than a turkey and Swiss sandwich. It just does. I can tell you just by, if I said to you, hey, in this hand, I have a turkey and Swiss sandwich. And in this hand, I have a turkey and Swiss Sando. Which one's going to taste better?
From the same place.
Same place, same sandwich.
You're crazy.
The Sando will taste better.
I don't like the za. I don't like the shortened little names. And also, when it's the same amount of syllables as the real word, it just doesn't make sense to me.
But Sando just sounds tastier. It's like I do ridiculous. With nachos. Chos are excellent. Nachos are good. Chos are great.
Chos is part. Like, even za, like pizza. Okay, za. It's quicker. Which is more efficient. I guess the efficiency of things I can ride with. Sandwich Sando. Sando sounds silly. It sounds dumb. A Sando.
I disagree with you. It sounds delicious. A Sando.
A Sando.
I'm going to start using that. Jimmy, where do you stand on that?
I hate it.
I thought about the beach.
Well, that's what I think about with the Sandy. When people say Sandy, I think about the beach. Sando, I immediately think delicious sandwich. And when I just hear sandwich, I just think sandwich. When I hear Sando, I think delicious sandwich. I don't know why, but it just works on me. I think that's probably the way to go. I'm sorry, Jimmy. What were you saying?
I hate it.
There we go.
Solana?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I heard somebody use it the other day, a friend. Hey, picking up a couple Sandos. I said, what the hell is that?
That's a guy that you want to hang out with. Trust me. I don't know who it was or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, that's a guy you want to spend time with. Guys, no, going to pick up a couple Sandos.
He's lame.
No. That's the guy you want to hang out with. I'm telling you.
Oh, he lives with his parents.
No. Mm-mm.
Probably. He just doesn't wear drawers.
No. Guy picking up a couple Sandos, that's like, cool Bobby.
Nope. Virgin.
So Crowder nailed him, but I happen to believe Sando works. Here's my problem, Hawk, because
I didn't know you hung out with Jimmy on the weekends.
Where do we draw the line here? Oh, I'm going to go get some burritos. Oh, you're getting some Ritos? I'm getting tacos. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're getting some Co's?
Yeah.
Well, because I do. But no, certain ones sound right. Certain ones sound off. Nachos, Chos, absolutely. Pizza, za. Sandwich, Sando.
Co's?
I don't know about Co's, but for burritos, I would absolutely say, yeah, let's go grab a couple of Uritos.
You're just right? Leaving the bee off.
Is it? I don't know. It just sounds tastier if you say, let's grab a couple of cheese burritos. What do you want to get? Some ground beef burritos? Yeah. Certain times it works.
Milkshake, shake, right? Yeah. Wouldn't you rather go get a shake?
I can ride with shake instead
right,
of
that's words. What I'm saying. Like, yeah.
What, you want to grab some Hicken Ings?
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. What are you doing? You're just... That's ridiculous.
There's a lemon pepper Hicken Ings.
All right, so Sando's sticking then, Hawk. You like
Sando
that
is great. I'm going to use that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Is a hot dog a Sando? It's almost like having a whole new bit.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Final segment of the Hockman, Crowder, Solana Best of Spectacular second hour. As we march on into the 4 o'clock hour, then it's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I genuinely hope everybody who is tuned in right now, whether live or listening on delay, that you have a safe Independence Day weekend starting with today, Independence Day. Now, the final segment that we're going to get to here has to do with movies. Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. If I remember correctly, this happened on Eddie Murphy's birthday. And, well, one of Hawk's favorite actors, somebody that I like, but I don't necessarily love, didn't really grow up in that era. So I do my absolute best to troll Hawk and the entire idea of doing a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movie. So here we go. This is another best of on Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana.
Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. I'm going to give you mine just so everyone knows what the correct answers are. And then we'll listen to the nonsense that Crowder and Solana have put together. But this is the unequivocal Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. 48 Hours. Beverly Hills Cop.
Ach well, it's like a dog to scratch. Delirious.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlem Nights.
Boy, you had some on there, Hawk. The only problem.
Well, I know you're going to have Life on there.
You got caught up in the buddy cop movies. You can't
48
have
hours.
Two, you have two buddy cop
48
movies.
48 hours,
there.
Put them on the map, and Beverly Hills Cop improved upon 48 hours. Delirious, if you've never seen that stand-up comedy film, is one of the all-time greats. That's where he's wearing the red jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlem Nights, that cast is just so strong. It's not just Eddie Murphy who plays Quick, and he's good. Red Fox,
bro.
Della Reese, Richard Pryor.
Yeah. There's 30 comedians in that
movie. It's great. It's great.
So you already called out two of mine, which are on the list, hands down. Harlem Nights, you're right. If that's not on your list, you've never watched it. And Life is my favorite movie, not just of Eddie Murphy.
I know. And it's great. You turned me on to it. It really is fantastic.
Two comedians freestyling a prison movie, and it's just a genius movie. I love it. Like I said, between that and Pulp Fiction, one, two movies of my life. You throw Avatar at number two or three. Life, Harlem Nights. I put Raw and Delirious on one line because I didn't know about the stand-ups.
Gotcha.
And how did you leave off Coming to America?
I had a difficult time doing so. Because it was either Harlem Nights or Coming to America for me.
Yes.
And I love them both. Harlem Nights, though, I'm telling you, because of the cast,
mm-hmm.
I just love that movie. Although, he's probably funnier in Coming to America than he is Harlem Nights.
Because Harlem Nights, he shared the...
And he's not the funny guy. He's more of the smooth guy.
Yeah. Richard Pryor is the star of Harlem Nights.
Right.
Eddie Murphy's a star of Coming to America.
Right. Solana, let's hear how you wreck Eddie Murphy's birthday.
Oh, don't do that. I thought both of your Mount Rushmores were great. I watched Coming to America simply because you two made it seem like it was Eddie Murphy's best movie of all time. I had never seen it. I watched it the day before Coming to America 2 came out, and I thought it was hilarious. Like, I thought it.
Coming to America's great.
Yeah. Like,
Wipers!
I love when his dad leans in by the elephant. I assume you were having sex with your bathers. I do.
One of the few movies you guys have told me to watch that holds up. And it may be one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's great. So is it on your list?
No.
Okay.
Gotta hear this.
I lobbed it up for him.
Shrek.
I mean, come on.
Don't even see him.
So?
I mean,
yeah, it's a cartoon. Like,
like, how could that be on his Mount Rushmore of movies?
You're joking, right?
Does he play Shrek? Who plays Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. He's Donkey. Yes.
Mike Myers, I don't even think, was supposed to play Shrek. It was supposed to be, who's the fat guy that was on SNL that died?
Chris Farley.
Hmm. And Mike Myers, they had almost finished Shrek with Chris Farley, passed away. Mike Myers did it in his normal accent. And then forced the studio to redo the whole thing in a Scottish accent. And they lost a bunch of money doing it. Obviously made it back. Shrek ended up being huge.
Yeah.
Like a huge.
Shrek speaks in a Scottish accent during the movie?
I don't know accents. I don't think it was Scottish.
It's an accent.
I feel like this is his weekend story. I think this whole thing is made up.
You made this up because I never heard this before.
You make up this entire thing.
That Solana. May have been made up. Look up though.
I mean, it's wildly specific.
He had me too. I'm staring
into
the glass.
It's wildly specific, but it. But I think it might be made up.
It may have been made up. I may have dreamt
Chris
that.
Chris Farley Shrek.
Google that.
All right.
You are
oh, look at that.
Crap.
Chris Farley was at the height of his career, with his career's upward momentum continuing. Farley was cast as Shrek before his death in December 1997. He had reportedly completed about 85% of the dialogue. Look at you.
Then they brought in Mike Myers. He did the whole thing in English, like in normal, his normal American accent. And then he decided, because he's a creative genius, that he wanted to do it in an accent. Maybe it's not Scottish, but it's some sort of, you know, dialect of the UK.
It says, fictional biography, Shrek is a large, green-skinned, physically intimidating ogre with a Scottish accent.
Boom.
Huh.
I happen to know.
He got the entire story right.
That's crazy.
Happen to know a lot about Shrek. Great cartoon. Anyways, can I continue on here with my Mount Rushmore
accent? Let me just see if you really got that correct.
What, are you checking multiple sources now? I mean,
yeah, nobody does that, Solana. You're right.
Mike Myers, who is of Scottish heritage, suggested a Scottish accent. It's a working people accent. Wow, you've got this entire story right. This
Boom.
Is
good job,
so
Solana.
Beyond shocking. I don't even know what to do with it.
I was so unsure of it as I was saying it, too.
Wow.
So remarkable.
All right, go ahead. So you've got Shrek.
Mulan.
I don't even know what
that
is.
He was in Mulan?
He's Mushu in Mulan.
Who's Mushu?
You're joking, right? He's the dragon, the mini dragon. He's like a lizard. Mushu.
How about Mushu with something else?
All right.
Shrek 2. Now, hear me out. Not better than Shrek 1, but I happen to believe it's one of his best roles.
Right, the way he builds on the character of Donkey.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
He takes Donkey to a new level. As much as you thought you knew Donkey.
Donkey's so deep in that movie.
And then
you get an actual glimpse of who Donkey really is.
Well, if you happen to love Shrek 2, to round out my Mount Rushmore. Man, you're going to love Donkey and Shrek the Third.
That's funnier than anything Eddie Murphy's done in the last 20 years.
Turns all into right. a stallion.
There you go. All right. I take it all back. Mine was incorrect. And Solana's is right
Good
on.
Good job, Solana.
Shrek, Mulan, Shrek 2, Shrek the Third. All right. Let's get headlines here. Happy birthday, Eddie Murphy. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha
Eddie
happy hour.
Eddie Murphy hates your list.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford truck. Super. I was going to go like Dr. Doolittle. I think I nailed it, though, with that. I mean,
there's some good ones up there.
Nutty Professor.
I'm sorry.
Nutty Professor. What's his name?
Noster Huxtable.
Nutty Professor's good. Norbit. You don't like Norbit. Norbit's hilarious.
Perfector.
You're real good at your job.
I'd have seen it if it was Nutty Perfector. Somebody texted in something funny. Solana's fourth should have been all other movies he's done a voiceover.
Did you see Daddy Daycare?
Terrible.
Oh, I love that movie, man.
Terrible.
Wasn't there one with Cuba Gooding Jr. in it, too? Wasn't he in one of
those? With Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Wasn't he in a Daddy Daycare?
Trading Places was a great movie.
Trading Places was
That new movie on Netflix is funny. With Jonah Hill.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's funny. There's a bunch. Oh, Golden Child. Someone just texted it.
Golden Child. That should have been on my list.
It's really difficult because he's had as many bad movies as good ones, but the good ones are great.
Look, I was just going to say, he hadn't made a movie that I think should make the list since the turn of the century.
It's been a long time. If you exclude the animated movies, then it's really few and far between. Boomerang was a good movie.
And then him being him, because for some reason, once he put those fat outfits on, he couldn't not stop not being somebody else.
Right. Yeah, he got into a little realm where he was just doing those.
Sherman Klump and then Norbit.
Yeah.
Then the old Asian dude in Norbit. Like, he got into the costumes crazy.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not. Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.